We are back with another episode of Never Trust a Skinny Cook. Mike Cummings, along with Miss Sammy Quiggins. And Miss Sammy, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing fine. We rode through some very cold weather here, but we came out the other side okay.
Yeah, I'm still on those cold weather recipes, though. I have a feeling we're going to have some more cold weather. What do you think?
I would not be a bit surprised. Matter of fact, the forecast is calling for a little bit cooler weather coming in for the weekend. I understand completely, but you said you had some cold weather recipes for us.
I do. You know, I need to put these away after Pastor Tony Phil said that it's going to be an early spring. I thought maybe I better get ready for fresh tomato recipes. I'm ready for some fresh tomatoes. How about you?
That would be great. And you know, I'm a firm believer that you never trust your weather forecasting to a rodent.
Paul Creed said on Facebook over the weekend he was cooking some groundhogs, and I never thought I would eat groundhogs, but you know, his recipe looked pretty good.
I still don't know how much I want, but I'd probably try it if he had some.
Well, you know, when you think about it, groundhogs only eat grass, don't they, and green stuff?
I think so.
That's what I think. Now, possums is something else. They eat anything, I think, kind of like me. But his groundhog recipe, it really sounded pretty good. And then there was some discussion, and I've talked about it with some other people since, and they say it's just nice white meat that's like pork. Lolly used to call them whistle pigs, so I guess really they are more like pork. See, I don't have Paul's recipe for groundhog. Maybe we'll have to get him. I have to talk about that. I read a couple of books lately about people that, you ever read any of Rick Bragg's books?
No, I haven't.
He's a southern writer out of Alabama, and he's written, one of his last books was The Best Cook in the World, which was his mama. They came up really poor, and they just ate, and a lot of people did in that time and age. They just ate whatever, you know, they could get a hold of.
Well, sure.
And I think she cooked things like that.
Mm-hmm.
She had like three or four boys, and daddy was gone, and you know, they made the best of it.
Well, when that's what you have to do, that's what you do.
Well, you know, we killed hogs, and we ate all of the hog. There were things but the squeal, practically. A few places we didn't eat, and I just don't think somebody said, well, I couldn't eat pig feet, or I couldn't eat this or that. Well, you just grow up eating it, you don't think anything about it.
That's true.
Anyway, I got off of the chicken and dumpling thing here. I was into chicken and dumplings.
Well, I'm interested to hear this one.
Two or three discussions with people about chicken and dumplings, and you know, there's a divided camp on chicken and dumplings. There's two schools of dumpling lovers. There's those who like them flat, sort of chewy, and those who like them big and fluffy. And you know, I'm big and fluffy.
I'm probably like a flat and chewy.
I like the flat and chewy dumplings too, and I'm going to give you both types. Make your choice, which you'd rather have.
Okay.
And I don't make them as well as a lot of other people, and I do make them occasionally. Mother made what she called noodle, which was an egg noodle.
Mm-hmm.
And then until I ate with somebody else, I'd never eaten the fluffy ones because they were flat and rolled out. Then when I ate the fluffy ones, I really liked them. We had a discussion, Darlene Masterson and Thurman and I, Saturday over them. I made them that were good, and I made them that kind of just dissolved, you know, in the broth and weren't as good. I think Darlene was a fluffy dumpling. She liked both kinds.
Mm-hmm.
And Thurman said she never made anything but the fluffy one. So I said, well, I don't know how yours are, so you have to make me some. That was a pretty good deal, don't you think?
I think that was pretty smart of you there.
I thought it was. So she and Darlene and I are going to have a dumpling Saturday here one day. I better not put out the word. I might not have a big enough parking lot.
Well, there you go.
Okay, I'm going to give you first the one for a flatter dumpling. This is the one I've had the best fluff with. I cook 3 to 4 pound chicken or chicken breast or whatever parts you want to use. And I always like whole chickens because I think they make a better broth. Salt and pepper, 3 cups of flour plus additional flour for rolling, and 1/2 cup of vegetable shortening, Crisco, is what this recipe calls for. And I got that out of one of my cookbooks here, and I've had better luck with it than most of them. You put your chicken in a large pot and fill it with enough water to cover, and add 1.5 teaspoons salt and bring to a boil. And lower it and simmer it, and add in water if you need to for an hour, hour and a half, so the chicken's tender and falling off the bone. And you turn off the heat and remove the chicken from the pot and taste the broth to see if it's salty enough and add more salt and pepper if you like. Some people say correct the seasoning. I guess this means that salt and pepper, you better behave yourself if you're going to get it. And you add enough water to the broth to make about 2 quarts and bring it to a boil. Put your flour in a medium-sized bowl and make a well in the center. flip the shortening end of the flour with your fingers. This is the old-fashioned way. Gradually add 3/4 a cup of water until the mixture makes a dough stiff enough to roll it out. Flour rolling surface and roll about half the dough out to about 1/8 inch thick. Cut into squares about 1.5 inches square and drop the squares one at a time into the broth. And you stir it several times to make sure they don't stick together, because if you don't stir it as you drop them in, you wind up with a big glob. That's not real professional sounding, but that's the way it is. And you keep rolling and cutting and dropping until all the dough is used. Cover it and simmer for about 20 minutes. And be sure you got plenty of broth in there. You might have to add more broth. And then you add your chicken to it. And the flour on the dumplings, you know, where you roll them out, that's going to thicken the broth. And if they turn out good, they're even better than the second day warmed over.
Absolutely.
So that's the flatter dumplings.
Okay.
And then there's fluffy dumplings. And the recipe I've used for that, you need to use the whole chicken or 6 bone-in chicken breast and water to cover and salt and pepper to taste. And if you want to in there, you can slice a small onion and put in there when you're cooking your chicken, and some celery slice and some carrot if you've got it. As everybody knows that listens to this show, I'm the kind of person who looks in the refrigerator to see what's there. And if I've got that, some of that, I'll put it in there. And you simmer it until your chicken's falling off the bone. And then pull the meat off the bones, and then you're done. Your fluffy ones are like this. Use 3 tablespoons of shortening, 1.5 cups self-rising flour, and 3/4 of a cup milk. I mean, this is really biscuit dough is what it is, and a lot of people use canned biscuits and really have good luck. You mix your shortening and your flour until it resembles fine crumbs. Stir in the milk. You drop the dough by spoonfuls on top of the chicken in the boiling broth and cook uncovered for 10 minutes, and then cover and cook about 10 minutes longer. And as I say, you can use any good recipe. I know a lot of people who use canned biscuits. They cut canned biscuits in quarters and put them in. And I don't think they're as good as the homemade ones, but they're doing a pinch, and they're pretty good, and you don't have the mess.
You mentioned putting in carrots and celery. You and I had that conversation. I am not a big fan of that. I think that winds up being a whole lot like chicken pot pie.
I don't know if I ever cooked a carrot, and I don't have celery most of the time, but a little onion in your broth when you cook your chicken just gives it a good flavor.
I would agree with that.
If you've got shallots or some other kind of spice, if I have a spice that I use a lot, the shallots and onions, the little dried spice, and it has something green in it. I don't know whether it's parsley or not, but it gives a good taste to stuff. I have carrots most of the time because I make beef stew and use them in slaw, but I'm not a big fan of the carrots in it either, but that was what the recipe was. And, you know, Fanny works on the recipes and does them how she wants to. That's pretty good eating on a cool night when you need a little comfort food.
I would agree. Now, Miss Sammy, what would you put with that? Is that a standalone meal, or would you add something in?
Well, it'd be nice to have a salad with it, but I'm sort of the person that a lot of times when we had something like that, we just ate it in a bowl, you know, like soup.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Do you have a time for another easy, creamy chicken and noodles?
Sure.
This is the easy girl thing, and I've made this thing in places, and pans always look clean. You take 6 chicken breasts and 2 cans of chicken broth, salt and pepper to taste, a carton of whipping cream, 1/2 cup of grated Parmesan cheese, and 8-ounce package of noodles. You know, the 8-ounce package of noodles, egg noodles, and noodles that are in the sack at the grocery. Put your chicken breasts and broth in a pan and simmer until the breasts are falling off bone tender. Remove the chicken and let it cool. And then add water to the chicken broth to make about 2 quarts. And you cook the noodles in the broth according to the directions on the package. Pull the chicken to the bone and cut any kind of nice big chunks and add to the cooked noodles. Cook down until a very little stock is left. Add your cream and stir in Parmesan cheese, salt and pepper to taste, but don't do that till after you put in the cheese, because Parmesan adds salt. Heat well and serve. You can eat whole chicken or chicken thighs or chicken breasts or whatever you want, you know, to make your stock to cook your noodles in. This is something you would like, a nice salad with this and maybe some bread. I made a big pot of that and taken somewhere. I think I took it to the bank once. I've taken it to things, and I mean, that's something that's always gone, and it doesn't take you hardly any time to make it.
What sounds good?
And it's pretty good. I mean, you know, chicken and cream and cheese.
Sure, what could go wrong?
What could be bad about that?
Well, Miss Sammy, I guess that's going to wrap us up for this time around.
Oh, I never trust that skinny cook.